President Museveni has expressed strong optimism about Uganda's economy, saying it is on a firm path of rapid growth and transformation. Delivering the 2026 State of the Nation address, the President revealed that the economy is projected to grow by 6.4% this financial year and by 10% next year, pushing Uganda's GDP to $80 billion before commercial oil production begins. He highlighted that Uganda's exports have reached $18 billion in the past 12 months ending March 2026, with 31 new products added to the export basket in the last 15 years, including pharmaceuticals, steel and ICT products. The President noted massive increases in production across key sectors since 1986, from milk and coffee to cement, sugar and fish, describing Uganda as a country of surpluses. He urged leaders to effectively implement government programs such as the Parish Development Model and M-Yoga to ensure even faster growth in the coming years. Still on the State of the Nation address, President Museveni has strongly criticized leaders who demand allowances before performing their duties, warning that such behavior will no longer be tolerated. Delivering the 2026 State of the Nation address today at Kololo Independence Grounds in the capital, Kampala, the President said he has received credible intelligence that some leaders collect allowances but deliberately fail to do the work they are paid to do. He expressed deep discontent with this growing habit and made it clear that his seventh term will be different, warning that leaders must deliver results without expecting extra payments for simply doing their jobs.
When I hear leaders talking of allowances to reach their people and get them out of poverty, I almost get nausea. I feel like vomiting. When I look at you, the way you do things, I really feel very not pleased, but out of politeness, I've been keeping quiet. But now I'm telling you, even those who get government allowances do not go to the field. I hear that many just stay in Kampala. Another mistake is for leaders to give personal money to constituents. I'm really sick and tired of that parasitism. And that's why I told you that this is Kisanja, no more sleep. Because I've been polite, talking, thinking that people will learn by example. But no, this is the time to talk straight to everybody.
Part of the opposition boycotted today's State of the Nation address in protest against what they called continued human rights violations by the National Resistance Movement government. Speaking earlier, Shadow Minister for Information and Anti-Corruption, Sheila Amaniyo, said the boycott was meant to highlight several issues. These include past election violence, the continued detention of political prisoners, alleged electoral malpractice in recent elections, and the government's failure to properly support and facilitate intern doctors.
Same again, we've been speaking about them, we've been amplifying them, and we have got no answer up to now. So we don't expect to get an answer there. If we didn't get an answer in the first sitting, do you think we shall get an answer now when we're not even going to be given a platform to even comment or give our issues? So there's no point in going there. We shall present our issues in the floor of Parliament and in different committees that are going to comment.